From the Heart, July 14. An Example of Forgiveness. I will provide for you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. The sons of Jacob returned to their father with the joyful tidings. Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. At first, the old man was overwhelmed. He could not believe what he heard. Yet their words brought a faintness to his heart. But when he saw the carriages and the long line of loaded animals, and when Benjamin was at his side once more, he felt reassured and, in the fullness of his joy, exclaimed, "It is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die." The brothers then made their humiliating confession to their father and entreated his forgiveness for their wicked treatment of Joseph. Jacob had not suspected them of such cruelty, but he saw that God had overruled it all for good, and he forgave and blessed his erring children. In a vision of the night, the divine words came to Jacob, "Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again. And Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes." The meeting of Joseph and his father was very effective. Joseph left his chariot and ran to meet his father on foot and embraced him, and they wept over each other. And Israel said unto Joseph, "Now let me die, since I have seen thy face, because thou art yet alive." Jacob's last years were more peaceful. His sons had turned from their evil ways. Joseph had been restored to him, and surrounded by every comfort which the prime minister of Egypt could bestow, and in the society of his children, he passed down gently and calmly toward the grave. A short time before his death, his children gathered about him to receive his blessing and to listen to his last words of counsel. As he addressed them for the last time, the Spirit of God rested upon him, and he laid open before them their past lives and also uttered prophecies which reached far into the future. Jacob was an affectionate father. He had no resentful feelings toward his sorrowing children. He had forgiven them. He loved them to the last. But God, by the spirit of prophecy, elevated the mind of Jacob above his natural feelings. In his last hours, angels were all around him, and the power of God rested upon him.